By this time, I knew my business, even though 15 is pretty young for a cyclo. Being small, I could get in and out of windows and cubbyholes nobody thought to bar, and I collected myself a lot of ready cash. I bought false identity papers, bribed an intergalactic mining company personnel clerk, and got myself employed as a shaft man because I could get in and out of small places. I served in various systems for the company and have somehow gotten along for the last 25 years. I'm only 41, and a cyclo lives to be about 190, so I got 149 years to go. The immediate problem is how I plan to spend it.
Thank you. What leverage does Turtle have on you?
That ape? None now. He did have, but not now. None. Praise the devils.
Were you ever trained in math?
Asked Johnny. Kerr laughed.
No, I'm dummy at it. All I am is a practical engineer. No education, but experience. And crime, of course.
Do you like cruelty, Kerr?
The midget cyclo hung his head. He looked ashamed in the reflected light from the machine.
As long as I'm being honest, which is a novelty, I can tell you, I have to pretend to like cruelty. To get my fun out of hurting things. Otherwise, other cyclos would consider me abnormal. But no, I don't like it. I'm sorry to say.
He roused himself.
Say, Johnny, what's all this about?
Angus and Johnny looked at each other. This cyclo didn't have any objects in his head. None at all. But Johnny was not going to let go of vital data. Kerr didn't know about such objects, and probably very few cyclos did.
You've got a different skull structure from other cyclos. You're completely different.
Kerr jerked into alertness.
Is that a fact? Well, well. I often felt there was some difference.
He became pensive.
Cyclos don't like me, and actually I don't like them. I'm glad to have the reason.
Johnny and Angus were very relieved about their test. They didn't want Kerr attacking them and committing suicide when he realized they were seeking the answer to the riddle of teleportation. They were just gathering up their gear when the telltale on the door flashed. Somebody was just outside.